Hey, what's going on there today, Sober Motivators? You're here today with your host, David Sherwin, and we're going into podcast episode 15, and today we're going to talk about quarantine and recovery. So, yeah, it's what it sounds like, but I'm not officially under a positive result for this COVID-19 thing that's going around. But I figured this would be a good time to make this sort of podcast, especially for any of you guys that are nervous about what's going on, trying to stay sober and clean with this crazy news going on. And I can right now talk with experience coming through my first day of being under quarantine and staying sober. So I'm making this for you guys to stay the same way that I'm staying if you guys are maybe in a similar condition, or if you guys wind up in this condition, just to let you all know it is possible to be in recovery in quarantine. So basically what happened was to me, I don't want to go too in-depth into it, but I had to deal with some precautions and go into quarantine for the day. And with that being said as well, I'm obviously in recovery from alcohol use, and one whole day of not leaving the house so far has been definitely different. Kind of was feeling a little bit stir crazy the first day, but I'm lucky enough to have started not isolating myself and reaching out to people who are willing to talk to me more than just once a day, more than just a text or some message on Facebook, like people who will actually talk to me on the phone and know what it's like to be at least in recovery. And at the same time, even though I'm being quarantined, there's somebody else who's dealing with it just as much as I am. So I would have to say, first and foremost, thank you to all those people who have helped me and kept me from going over the edge on the first day. So far, I've been successful as of 11:56 on Thursday, which is the, I believe, 13th. Oh, no, I'm on the 12th still. So anyways, they've helped me. They've talked to me, gave me some inspiration with that. And also, with that being said, considering that I've been doing this podcast again recently, I figured it'd give me some good time to start brushing up on my podcast and my YouTube channel again. So this is why this format's coming together like this, because I wanted to get a video format of my podcast done. And what do you know, I have a now hopefully pretty decent video format. I'm looking to improve it a little bit. With obviously I want to get some guests on. I'm looking into a mixer right now to get it, hopefully in the near future. See that cough? I'm not sure if it's allergies or if it's the thing, but I think it's allergies, but I think that's my positivity kicking in. But regardless of any of my sobriety or the friggin' virus or whatever, my sobriety is still near and dear to me, and my recovery is near and dear to me at this point, because I have already felt where being strong in recovery has helped me in this quarantine issue, and talking to those around me who are fearful of what's going on and, you know, who are still recovering also. So that's why I needed to make this video for anybody who winds up in the same situation, who gets stuck in their own house and prevented from doing anything. I think I'm going to probably work on getting that mixer in sooner than later, so that I can have any guests on that are, looking to talk about what's going on with this whole issue, any personal issues that they've had. And, if any of you guys wind up getting stuck in the same situation I am, at least, you know, from here, from this point on, I'm right there with you. And I just want everyone to know how important it is to not lose hope, because yesterday I made an Instagram post about how important it is to realize and look at each day as a new day. and you get to paint the picture. And sometimes you don't, as I figured out. You don't get to paint the whole picture, and you just have to be okay with that. And that's kind of where I'm at right now, and just being okay with it, not having self-pity for myself, as I think that creates resentment towards yourself and could be a potential trigger to go and drink. And so with that being said as well, I think with how I feel, if it is what it could be, I think that drinking with that in the mix would honestly make me feel a lot worse, especially waking up, because you know what waking up with a hangover is like, and it sucks. So how I feel now, I don't think it would help waking up tomorrow at all. And so therefore, like I said, I think that you guys thinking of relapsing because of this whole coronavirus going through, not worth it. I wouldn't recommend it. And especially if you're by yourself and you can't leave the house or anything, and you start relapsing, and then you're starting to think about how you want to go for that next drink, you're going to have a lot of issues, and it's going to work against you most likely. So there's that. Another thing I wanted to bring up was the whole feed. Right now I'm starting to switch everything over to Anchor because I'm paying for Simplecast right now as my podcast feed, but that's running me about $30 a month to run it, $30 to $15 a month, whereas Anchor's free. So if anybody's looking to support this channel right now, it's much appreciated for those of you who wish to make any help. It's not necessary, but it's appreciated. And so there's that. Next thing, like I said, that's coming up, I gotta think about not really what's gonna happen for potentially the next 17 days, because if I'm tested positive, I'm basically under quarantine for the next 14 days. So my strategy to all that is to not think about it at that point. My strategy is to kind of think of what's going on right now, how I can make right now better versus how am I going to make the next 14 days better. And I don't think that is a good approach to working your recovery. So there's that. I appreciate anybody who's tuning in to follow up with me on my sober recovery journey, staying sober and staying motivated. And I'm not going to make this a super long podcast because it's almost 12 o'clock and I've been gradually getting back to a good sleep schedule. So there's that as well. I think that any of you guys who are nervous about this, I would recommend getting some quality sleep together for yourself, because that's one of the other things that could definitely trigger you in relapsing, is not getting good sleep and not eating the correct way and not hydrating the correct way. I think that would make recovering worse, and it's going to make, if you get quarantined, or even if you're not quarantined, you're around other people who are potentially infected, putting yourself at worse risk. And then after that, I just want to say, if any of you guys think that there's a chance that you could have contracted this virus in any way, please don't be afraid to stay home. I'm doing it, and that's, like I said, why I had to make this podcast, and I'm making the YouTube video too, to really make sure that anyone who is not feeling good about coming forward and saying you guys have any issues about being quarantined, don't. Go freaking get checked, do the test, take your precautions, don't get other people sick, because this virus, from what I'm gathering, is about 10 times more deadly, 10 to 15 times more deadly than the regular flu. So it's no hoax. And even if it was, which I at this point don't think so, obviously, and I'm sure many of you guys aren't thinking that as well, with what's going on in the news and how many people are getting infected and how many how the mortality rate on that is actually going. It's, I don't think a hoax at this point. And there's my cough. So anyways, there's that. I'm not really following any script or any sort of form with this. I'm just kind of going with it as I feel like doing it. And so that way everything's more real. There's no, there's nothing that I'm adding into this that is, let me get paid in any sort of way. But anyways, yeah, I hope you guys all are, staying safe, taking precautions. If you guys fall into a similar deal that I'm in, stay safe, stay healthy, stay home if you have to, stay sober, stay motivated. And I will see you guys all soon.